Quarterback WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively down here at Fadley's in the old Lexington Market. Not to be confused with the new Lexington Market, which is about 20 feet away. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Instant Lottery Scratch-Offs. Giving some away to these folks here at Fadley's today. We're going to be down at McFall's Oyster and Reel. I want to get that right. Down in Middle River on Thursday. Continuing the Maryland Crab Kick Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I get to wear the funny floppy hat here because it's funny floppy hat season and it's raining outside here today at Fadley's. Alicia's here. She runs things down here at Fadley's along with Damie. So Damie came on. We talked catfish, oysters, crabs, the bay. We did all this stuff, and I completely forgot Preakness is a couple weeks away.
That's right.
And you guys have been doing some special stuff down here for many, many years. Crab races going on here at Lexington Market. We had plagues. We almost lost the Preakness 24 different times, but it's still here.
Yep.
And you guys are sort of reinstituting some funness here in a couple weeks. So tell me what's going on.
Okay, so we are bringing back for the first time, I think the last Crab Derby was 2018.
So it has. I'm right.
Yeah,
it's been a couple
of
years.
Okay, one. All right. And so we're bringing it back, and it's Fadley's with Lexington Market, not Lexington Market hosting it. We are, and partnering together for a really fun event leading to Preakness. So it's going to be on Wednesday, May 17th. We've got the Oriole Bird coming.
Checking my calendar right now.
Let's see
where I am on the 17th. And this is something that was. I mean, the mayor used to come to this all the time. Governor Schaefer was a part. I mean, this was something in my childhood that was, it was like Bud Light nights. There were concerts. There, the Clydesdales would show up. All of these things that made the Preakness such an integral part of our city.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Preakness. I want to breathe life back into it. And this is part of it for me.
This is. So, you know what's interesting? What do you think actually comes first? Preakness? What originated first? Preakness or the Crab Derby?
Well, the Preakness is like 130 years old, so like, go ahead.
Which one? So you think Preakness?
Well, I mean, I know how old that is. I don't know how old, crabs have been around millions of years, so.
Okay, so this is, I did some digging. I'm like, where did this come from? Like, how did someone just come up with a crab derby? Well,
it's like a journalist, Alicia, is what you're doing.
I love doing this stuff. So I found that it was two vendors in the, like, original Lexington Market in 1857, and one said their crab was faster than the other ones, and so to settle it, they raced their crabs, and then the one won the bragging rights that their crab was faster.
Did they eat the loser or no?
You know what? I don't
probably
know.
Ate the winner too. Yeah,
absolutely. They both got steamed. I'll be here all night. That happened, and then it just continued. Of the fastest crabs. So Preakness started in 1874.
Okay.
So 20-something years later.
Well, I knew it was 150 because they're numbered. I don't know which one this is, but we're getting up on like 140-something or like that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I actually think that the Lexington Market is a little, maybe they lost count.
See, I had Todd Schuler on the show. We were at Captain Larry's eating her crab cake down on Federal Hill yesterday. And I had Todd Schuler in, and he's a really big Preakness guy. And he never goes to the Preakness. He has a party at his house on the Preakness, and he boils crawfish because he went to college in Tulane. It's his thing.
Yeah.
They don't eat any crabs. They only do crawfish. This is a Baltimore guy, right? So we got talking about this, and I was in a antique shop up in Shrewsbury, and I saw the old Preakness glasses from 1975. I took a picture of them for sure. I'll show you. I pulled them out yesterday during the show because the glasses with the black-eyed Susans were always, like, you know, a part of my childhood, even though I drink at them. They always sharded up. But I'll show my audience. These were the pictures I took, 1975 and 1977.
That's incredible.
The Preakness glasses, right?
Look at that.
Look at that picture of the Woodlawn. That's a beautiful cop, right? So the Preakness had glasses, history, celebrities, like the Derby winner, all of that stuff. But the city itself really treated it with a festival nature.
Absolutely.
And anybody's been to the Derby, they know about the Oaks, and kids don't go to school on Friday, right?
Yep.
We tried to do that kind of thing here, but part of it is the community has to support it. It has to be more than just a race on Saturday, right?
Correct.
I mean, it just does. So this crab thing, it went away in 18. Why did it go away?
I mean, it just kind of fizzled out.
Ran its course.
Yeah,
kind of.
Its course, and, you know, it's something that's so integral, like a part of Lexington Market and the history of Fadley's as well. that we just decided this year we're doing it up. And
so how does
really
he? What the hell is a crab? I don't even know what it is.
So the crab area. So we're having a ramp built because crabs, you know, run sideways.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I've seen.
And I've connected with a handful of other people who were once a part of it. So my cousin Will.
To me, if you're doing a crab race, you should be in the center and you should be a circle, and whatever one gets out of the circle, that's
a
race.
That totally makes sense.
That makes more sense than crabs that go sideways and try.
They would once have a long stick.
Well, let's make
stick.
A new thing, man. You don't have to do the old rules.
Oh,
you can
no.
race any way you want. You
we've
know?
Got we've got the slit, like it's just like a ramp that they're gonna kind of slide off of, and then we have these sticks that have like a white tennis ball at the end of it,
mm-hmm.
and a spray bottle where we just guide the crab into the box. So there's like 5, 12 boxes, whoever is in.
Am I going to look stupid doing this if I volunteer?
Yes. Yeah, so, no, it's going to be wonderful, though. It's going to be the great kind of memorable.
How stupid am I going to look?
I mean...
Well, for my audience, the more stupid, the better, okay. I would say at this point. You know?
You're going to look absolutely ridiculous.
I look good in this hat, though, don't I?
Yeah.
Window Nation hat, 866-90-NATION.
You should definitely wear that with the crab hat, too.
You're looking at me, and you're laughing the whole time. I didn't realize I had the hat on. Then I just looked, and I thought, oh, I have a funny hat on. Oh, maybe that explains
this
why
whole
Alicia's...
Time, I'm like, no, you're perfect for it.
Okay, all right. I'm sitting here looking like this and saying, how can I look more foolish? Alicia's here from Fadley's. You know, I've talked to Damien about the crab cakes and the people that come here. I was supposed to be here on the Thursday before opening day. Then we wound up moving the days around. I wound up coming today instead. The Orioles are bringing people back downtown.
They are.
And your crab cakes and the Orioles, it just seems like, don't pay ballpark prices. You know, don't give money to Angelo's. Give it to... But part of this is you have these great crab cakes and more people downtown. I just had Ron Legler from the Hippodrome here. I feel the city's coming back to life in a way that I'm down here all the time, and you work down here, obviously. But I feel it. I feel it with CFG Bank Arena. I feel it with what's going on. I feel it with the new market. There's improvement in Baltimore, and you don't have to look hard to find it. You just got to come down here and open your eyes,
yeah.
Literally.
No, that's the truth. I mean, at the convention, there's a convention booked every single week. You know, we've got people by the busloads getting brought in here, and they're walking around. You know, they're actually exploring Baltimore. So we've got this, like, rare opportunity.
And you're Google rated. I'll tell you, I've never Googled Fadley's to see, like,
oh, yeah.
What does it even say about you?
It's impressive.
Venerable.
Wait, ChatGPT recommended us as the only restaurant, if you have one day to visit, was Fadley's Seafood.
No frill staple for huge jumbo lump crab cakes and raw oysters in a standing room only space. 4.4 stars. How can it not be at least a 4.6? I'm going to vote right now.
Thank you.
It's still pretty good. 4.4 gets anybody.
I know, but I don't see how they get this ratio.
The soup was really good too, by the way. Mac and cheese. People are onto that. They know. Probably because I've been promoting
really
it.
Good.
Your mac and cheese is really good.
So I had it this morning for breakfast.
And I didn't know it. I've taken home to my wife a bunch, and I kept telling her, I'm like, you know, I know it's a crab cake place. That's the thing. Once you get a reputation, people come here, and they don't get the fried oysters like I did today, right?
Yeah.
They just get... And Danny brought me these a year ago. They're delicious, too. You do fried fish here. You do all sorts of things here.
Everything, yeah.
But nobody comes here and doesn't get a crab cake, though. I mean... What percentage of people? It's probably a wrong question because some people don't eat crab, right? I had Peter Jensen, who's shellfish intolerant. But I would think 8 out of 10 people get a crab cake?
Easily.
So it's more than 80%.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's because we do have a lot of tourists, people who have seen us on TV, you know, in the latest episode of Family Dinner. People are coming from all over, driving from different states just to come here to have our crab cake.
Well, it's good.
And it's wonderful. And for the longest time, you know, people, once the pandemic was lifted, they weren't coming out of the county.
Right.
So 90% of our, you know, patrons are tourists.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm going to take some crab cakes home to my wife today. It's been a great, great week on a crab cake tour. Started the week in Maui, so it's gone a little down.
Oh.
No offense to Baltimore, but Maui was good.
Yeah.
Getting stuck in the Vegas airport, not good. But it got home, and since I've been home, let's see. Ravens have signed Lamar Jackson. We've drafted Zay Flowers. I've done 2 crab cake tours downtown. I'm headed to the county next week. We got a baseball team that's relevant. Oh, and a boxing champion, too.
Yep.
All that's happened in the last week.
Baltimore's stepping up.
Well, Tank,
it's wonderful.
Tank needs some Fadley's as well. We're down here at Fadley's at the Old Market. It's the last remaining remnant of the Old Market. They're going to be moving into the New Market. Damie tells me September.
We're hoping.
I'm hoping by October. My birthday's October 14th. Maybe I can have a birthday crab cake in the new spaces, the swanky new Lexington Market, which is about 10 feet away. We're giving away Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets. I'm wearing the funny Window Nation floppy hat. Big appreciation to all of our sponsors. We're taking the show on the road next week. I am back for good. Luke is covering the draft and all things Orioles baseball. And my thanks to Alicia, Damie, Peter, Bill Henry, and gosh, it's been so long I forgot my first guest, Ron Legler from the Hippodrome, for making a wrap today. I will see you on, what time is on the 17th? Is this crab thing?
Noon.
That's hard. That's easy to remember.
Awesome.
Wasn't it always like a noon lunchtime thing?
I think it was. It was in the old arcade. That's where they typically held it. Now we have the entire area in between here and the New Market where we're going to take over and crab it up. So make
May
sure.
17th, I'm putting it in my calendar. I got it right here. It's noon. It's in my calendar. Fadley's crab race. Look like a fool.
Yes.
Get the winning crab. Okay, I have all that together now. May 17th at noon, we'll be back here at Fadley's. We're going to be at McFall's Oyster and Rio. I keep saying Ironside Tavern, but it's not. The Oyster and Rio, the old Sioux Island. We'll be in Middle River. That's my side of town, east side.
Ah, nice.
Well, it's not Dundalk, but it's almost as nice as Dundalk. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.